Hey friend, welcome back to Fig and Farm at Home. Today is Tuesday where we are answering a question, a listener's question in 10 minutes or less. Now, this one is a really good question. They all are, but this one is so good, I'm making a double. I'm making a part two. So I'm going to encourage you to make sure you subscribe to the show and then come back next week so that you can hear a more nuanced version. Are you curious what the question is that is going to elicit a double-parter, a two-parter? All right, let's dive in to Melissa's question. Enjoy today's show. It's Quick Tip Tuesday. You have questions, I have answers, and I am so glad to be answering them for you today. If you have a question that you want answered on the show, pop into my DMs on Instagram at Fig and Farm. Send me an email at figandfarmathome@gmail.com or join the Facebook group and ask there, bit.ly/design101group. Let's hop to it. Let's answer your question. And if you find value in this, I'm sure someone else will too, so make sure you share with a friend. Melissa came to me with a question and she said, I'm not great at decorating, but I want to get better. But how do I get professional looking results? This is a great question, and so many of the people I've talked to over the course of the years have felt like they get the idea of recognizing beautiful pictures. They can see when something is really nicely styled, like in pictures and things, or even when they go over and visit someone's home, they can tell that it's really nicely styled. But when it comes time to translating it to their own home, there's something missing. There's a disconnect there. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about in the next 2 weeks. This week, I'm going to be speaking in general terms, but next week, I'm going to go into the nuances of styling, the how-tos and the tactical tips. So if you are not subscribed to the show, make sure that you are so that you don't miss it. So Melissa, four things for you to think about as you really try to put the professional look on your home. The first thing is to remember this rule: less is actually more. And I mean this not just in decluttering or not just in the piles of stuff, but that is something to consider. The more things that you have on countertops, on walls, even furniture taking up floor space, the more that you have, the more unprofessional it could possibly look. But the rule less is more also applies to things like furniture that is matchy-matchy. When you have complete sets of things, and you don't break up that set with a contrasting piece, the matchy-matchy feel of it could potentially look not only dated, but less professional. And I'm using the word professional here because, Melissa, that is the term that you're using. The word I might use in place of that, if I were to have this conversation with a client, could be elevated. Now, the idea of less is more can also be applied when it comes to less stuffing. So, you know, if you've been around for a while, you know that furniture carries a weight to it. And that weightiness isn't just necessarily in terms of pounds, but it's actually in the visual. And overstuffed furniture is an example of heavier pieces of furniture that also take up a lot of real estate. But this is an example of more is not always better. And when it comes to creating a professional look or an elevated look to your home, having furniture that is a little bit more streamlined, a little bit tamer on the floor print, or the real estate, as I like to say, that's going to have a more professional feel. And in that same note, this is number two, scale really matters. So scale is, of course, like the appropriate size of items, appropriate size of area rugs, furniture, artwork, chandeliers, curtains. Paying attention to the guidelines for what is recommended for all of these items is going to help your home look a little bit more elevated, look a little bit more professional and polished than if you just chose an item without a plan. And usually that happens, and the pitfall happens when we are deciding either quickly that this is a on-the-whim purchase or it's happening because it's on massive sale. But when you have that plan in place, Melissa, sometimes it allows you to take a step back and really evaluate what it is you need and how you can appropriately plan for that item to live and breathe in your home. The third thing that is really critical, and this is something I want you to all remember, you don't have to write it down because this phrase is going to be easy to remember. But repetition is key to great design. And sometimes we overstep that boundary into the land of more is more. So we want to make sure that repetition doesn't mean too much of a good thing, but repetition is the key, and repetition is where cohesiveness happens. And cohesiveness happens when you think about all of the different design elements within your home. So you can think about things like color and metals, woods, textures, stone. And those are kind of the big things, but when you even break those design elements down even more, like, for example, two design elements inside of my home that create massive cohesiveness are hobnail and stripes. I absolutely love both of those things, and you will find stripes throughout my home and in very, very subtle ways. In fact, the more obvious it is, Melissa, as well as the more subtle it is, and when you have a good combination of obvious and subtle, that is kind of a key for creating that elevated professional look. Let me give you an example of that. So stripes are something that I gravitate to. And an obvious way that you can see that in my home is in my curtains. I bought some years ago IKEA curtains, and they were not stripey, but I wanted stripes, so I went to the fabric store and I bought some fabric and I sewed on some stripes to my curtains. Now, those curtains are probably on their last legs, but it's still a good example of where stripes live. Now, if you were to look in the same room that those stripey curtains live in my library, you would see some books that have very, very subtle striping on the spines of the book. That is intentional. You would see maybe a striped vase, and stripes wouldn't necessarily be the same black and white as the curtains. They might be more subtle, tone on tone, like white matte and white gloss showing up on the vase, but the stripes are still there. And they're not as in your face as the curtains are, but it's that subtle, teeny tiny little detail that you would probably miss, Melissa, if you walked into my home, but if you sat there and studied the room a little bit, you would pick up on it. So that's a good example of what I mean by having a design element that doesn't just live at the surface. It dives just a little bit deeper. One way, Melissa, to check that you have this design element repeated is to list on a piece of paper what your design elements are: colors, shapes, textures, metals, all the things I just listed, and then some. List those down and then try to do a scavenger hunt in your own home. Let's say stripes are one of your design elements that you want repeated in your home. List down all of the places that you see them and even the rooms that they're in. And if you notice that you are heavy in that design element in your dining room, but not necessarily in your living room, making sure that you either move some from your dining room to your living room, or just add some more in your living room, or remove some in your dining room, having that appropriate ratio. And here we go again into that scaling matters. Ratio is part of scaling. Having that appropriate ratio is going to help create that professional, elevated look. And the fourth thing, and maybe the most important thing here, Melissa, is to remember that this is a skill that should be practiced and experimented with, and there are going to be maybe mistakes made. And I am air quoting mistakes, because decorating your home is an art. And when you are an artist in your own home, you have the permission to play. And so many of us don't allow ourselves that permission. And so this is the encouragement I want to give to you, Melissa, and to everyone else who might be in that same position as you. And I want you to ask yourself and answer, when was the last time that you allowed yourself to play, to experiment, to move furniture, to take off pictures on the wall, and to put different things up? And I don't mean play by purchasing anything. I just mean playing with the things that you have. Remember that when you experiment, that is when growth happens. And when you experiment using some of the things that you are learning here on the podcast and applying those, that is when growth happens. But if you're just learning and you're just consuming the information but not applying or experimenting or playing, then we're likely not going to have that professional looking home that you are wanting. So permission, Melissa, to play. Play away. Have so much fun. And remember that sometimes when you take a picture of your space and you look at the way the room looks through the lens of your camera rather than in real life, sometimes it's there that you notice like, ooh, that's something that needs to be attended to. All right, friend, remember that next week I'm going to answer this question just a little bit differently. I'm going to be a little bit more specific and tactical when it comes to styling, that last little bit of work that happens after you've created that cohesive look and you have the design elements already and you've gotten the appropriate scale of things. Now what? How do you make it so that your mantle isn't wonky or your table isn't wonky or your bookshelves? We're going to dive into that next week. All right, friend. Until next time, I'll see you soon. Hey, real quick before you go, if you learned something new or found value in today's podcast, would you head over to iTunes to Fig and Farm at Home and leave a review and subscribe to the show? That would be awesome. And if you'd like to connect with my community of mamas who are learning to be intentional storytellers within their own homes, join us at bit.ly/design101group. There's always more room at the table. See you soon.